The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five and occasionally get a supplement. Let's see what we have this week. From Woman's World, a book recommendation. This is a tender family drama. The book, More Than Enough, the latest novel, written by award-winning author Anna Quindlen, Quindlen, a moving story, unfolds. English teacher Polly Goodman has a strong support system. She's close with the women in her book club, and her veterinarian husband is her anchor through life's ups and downs. But when Polly's gifted an ancestry kit as a joke, she's shocked to find her results match with a stranger, a saga of love, loss, and family ties. From a supplement called Women in Sports, how Malika Andrews made the most of her opportunities in sports media. Malika Andrews, host of ESPN's NBA Today and the newest addition to the network's tennis team, built her award-winning career in sports journalism with passion and tenacity. She offers insight in how preparation and luck go hand in hand. And this is in the form of an interview with her. So the interviewer question, when did you realize sports journalism was the career you wanted to pursue? Her answer, I loved to put pen to paper and ask questions. In college, I joined the student newspaper, and the only opening was in sports. I grew up loving and playing sports. Once I started working for the paper, I quickly felt that this is what I've always wanted to do. Question, what experience early in your career had the greatest influence on how you approach reporting today? Her answer, when I was a beat reporter covering the Brooklyn Nets, Wilson Chandler invited me to watch a game with him. We watched on TV instead of the sidelines because he was serving a suspension for using a banned substance. Under physician-directed care, he had taken a small dose of a growth hormone banned by the NBA. The league treats these cases as fairly cut and dry, but Wilson trusted me to see him as human. I try to bring that humanity to my coverage. Question, how has working across reporting, hosting, and anchoring roles shaped your perspective in sports media? Her answer, listening is the skill you need everywhere. I also think my foundation of reporting, coming back to information, is important as you diversify roles. Question, what did winning an Emmy mean to you? Her answer, it made me feel like I belonged and my work was seen. It was surreal to see my name next to colleagues I deeply admire. Question, what challenges have stood out while building a career in sports media? Her answer, there are challenges, but as the great Monty Williams once told me, we have get-to jobs, not have-to jobs. I get to cover sports for a living. Question, how has your experience as a woman shaped the way you show up in the industry? Her answer, it's not something that has shaped my work experience. It is my experience. I have always tried to see gaps and fill them. And last, what message would you like to share with girls interested in working in sports media? Her answer, one of my favorite saying is, luck favors the prepared. Know that all of your favorite sports personalities were sprinkled with luck, but I believe in dogged preparation. From Woman's World, simple strategies to tame debt. If you find that a bill from a hospital, the IRS, or your credit card company is difficult to pay, here's comforting news. Help is available. The key is reaching out early and knowing what to ask for. Hear how to request a pause, reduce, and erase debt to restore peace of mind. First, shrink medical fees. Got a hospital bill you can't afford? Don't rush to put it on a credit card. Paying immediately can lock in charges that might otherwise be reduced, explains Kim Cole, credit counseling manager at the nonprofit financial counseling agency Navicore Solutions. Instead, ask for details. Contact the hospital's billing department and request an itemized bill. recommends Cole. Medical billing errors are common, including duplicate charges, services never received, incorrect dates or markups for routine items, she says. Reviewing an itemized statement not only makes errors easier to spot, but it signals to the hospital that you're paying attention, and that can often lead to corrections. Appeal insurance denials. Health insurers may reject your claim or pay less than expected, but it's important to challenge that decision, says Cole. Ask for a written explanation and submit a formal appeal. Apply for assistance. After you confirm your share of the costs, ask about hardship help. Many people don't realize that hospitals, especially nonprofits, offer financial assistance or charity care programs, even for insured patients, says Cole. Tackle IRS debt. A tax notice can be stressful, but there is flexibility, says Bruce McClary, certified credit counselor with the nonprofit agency National Foundation for Credit Counseling. The IRS has multiple programs designed to help people who can't pay in full, but you must take the first step and make contact. Set up a payment plan. Instead of paying one lump sum, you can ask for an installment agreement, which lets you break up what you owe into smaller monthly payments, taking the pressure off, says McClary. If the balance is less than $50,000, approval is often automatic. Search payment plan on irs.gov. Request a reduction. If the total is more than you can realistically repay, ask about an offer in compromise, McClary advises. This allows you to settle your debt for less than the full amount you owe. Check eligibility requirements on the IRS site. Press pause. The IRS provides an option for those who lose their income and can't make any payments, says McClary. The IRS will temporarily delay collection until your financial situation improves. Simply call the IRS at 800-829-1040. That's 800-829-1040 and ask for currently not collectible status. Interest and penalties continue to build, however, so this works best for short periods only. And gain control over credit cards. A drop in income can make monthly on-time card payments suddenly out of reach. If a 0% balance transfer to another card isn't an option, issuers and nonprofit agencies offer relief. Activate hardship programs. Many credit card companies provide short-term help for customers, says Cole. These may include reduced interest rates, waived late fees, temporary payment deferrals, or a structured repayment plan that lowers the minimum payment for a defined period. Work with a counselor. At no cost or for a modest monthly charge, a nonprofit credit counseling agency can step in. We work directly with you and your creditors to find suitable solutions, says McClary. Possible concessions include lower interest rates, fee removal, and reduced monthly amounts. You'll also receive budgeting assistance that helps you get back on track. From Women's World, common red flags of a romance scam. On a recent episode of Women's World's new Happy Money video series on YouTube, Amy Novzinger, Senior Director of Victim Support at the AARP Fraud Watch Network, shares the must-know warning signs of these scams of the heart. First, requests that don't feel right. If anybody that you have met online asks you for money or personal information, like Social Security number or credit card number, or encourages you to invest in cryptocurrency or gift cards, stop right there, she says. Pressure to change communication methods. Whether you start talking on a dating app or a social media site like Facebook, you'll typically be asked to move your conversation to an encrypted app. The criminals will quickly want you to get off the platform you're on, Novzinger reveals. Insist on secrecy. It's normal not to want to share everything about a relationship with others, but if the person you're talking to doesn't want you to tell anyone about them, that should raise alarm bells. If you're in a relationship with someone you have met online and they have asked you for money, they've asked you to keep it a secret, or they've asked you to lie to friends and family, you're 100% in a scam, says Novzinger. And they claim the money is for someone else. The criminal may say you should invest in cryptocurrency with one of his friends, and then you can use the money you earn to buy a house together. In reality, this is done to maintain trust between you and the scammer. You think, well, he's not taking the money from me, she warns. And from Woman's Day, less mess equals less stress. From closets to kitchens to that I'll deal with it later drawer, chaos adds up. Here's how a professional organizer helps simplify every space to lighten the mental load. First, edit your closet. Start by using excitement as your decluttering barometer. When you reach into your closet, whatever you pull out should feel good. You should be genuinely excited to wear it. If not, it clearly doesn't belong in your everyday wardrobe anymore. Make letting things go easier by keeping a donation bin right inside your closet. Anything that no longer fits, feels good, or makes you smile goes straight in. No second guessing, no thought of a future project. Finally, organize in a way that works with your habits, not against them. Skip picture-perfect systems in favor of ones you'll actually use, because the best closet is the one that stays organized. Next, if I can get the page turned, tame that pantry. Organize your pantry for the way you actually live, not how it looks in one day. Keep everyday items at eye level so that you reach for what you reach for most is front and center, while backup stock and less used items live higher or further back. Create zones based on your maximum capacity, especially if you buy in bulk, because systems that work only when shelves are half empty won't last. Decant selectively, using containers only for items you reach for regularly, and rely on baskets to corral loose packages. They don't just contain clutter but reduce visual noise, making the pantry easier to navigate and less stressful to open. Organize your office. Paper clutter builds up fast unless you have a simple system. Use the to-do and to-file method by handling every piece of paper once as it comes in. Toss what you don't need, then sort the rest into two categories: to-do for action items like bills, forms, or invitations, and to-file for documents you're keeping for reference or records. Set a weekly calendar reminder to clear both folders so papers won't pile up. This quick reset will keep your office organized and prevent paperwork from becoming overwhelming. And do-over drawers. Organize kitchen drawers by task, not by item, so everything you need for a job lives together. Group tools by how you use them. Slicing and chopping in one section, peeling and grating in another. Measuring and scooping together to make cooking feel more intuitive and efficient. Then give yourself permission to donate duplicates. You don't need 5 spatulas. Keeping 1 or 2 favorites frees up space and makes drawers easier to open, close, and maintain. From Woman's World, walking lifts mood like meds. Could a daily walk rival the mood benefits of taking an antidepressant? Research says yes. Structured exercise sessions, including aerobic workouts, strength training, or a mix of both, may lessen depressive symptoms compared to no treatment. According to a major Cochrane analysis examining more than 70 studies and nearly 5,000 adults with depression, and when directly comparing exercise with antidepressant medication use, researchers found natural movement was as effective as taking pills. Drawstring, this is under fashion, drawstring on sweats is detached. So this is a problem to solve. Their solution, slide one end of the drawstring into a plastic straw and secure it with a piece of tape. Then gently feed that straw into the waistband casing and work it along the channel, inch by inch, until it emerges on the other side. The straw's length gives you control, and its flexibility helps it glide smoothly around curves without bunching up the fabric, making re-threading quick and frustration-free. As a tip, before tossing sweatpants or hoodies into the wash, tie the ends of the drawstring together, or knot each end. This simple step keeps the string from being pulled out or disappearing into the casing, saving you from another round of fishing it out later. And another problem to solve, dishwasher odor. Their solution? Squeeze the juice of one lemon and one orange into the appliance's liquid detergent compartment. Then run the dishwasher while it's empty, setting it to steam dry. The fruit's citric acid will neutralize odor, which is usually caused by food particle buildup. And since the steam cycle disperses the citrus vapors, your dishwasher will smell sweet for days. From Woman's World, question, why do I sometimes get lightheaded when I stand up, and why has it become worse as I've gotten older? Their answer, this is common, and it can feel scary, like you may faint. Often it's due to a brief drop in blood pressure. Some people are more prone to vasovagal fainting episodes, which occur when the nervous system triggers a sudden dip in blood pressure. What's happening? When you stand up, gravity pulls blood into your legs and abdomen. Your autonomic nervous system, or ANS, should respond instantly, tightening blood vessels and slightly increasing heart rate to keep blood flowing to your brain. But if that response is slow or ineffective, you may feel woozy, see spots, or even faint. Lightheadedness can worsen with age. Our BP response depends on several systems working together. Healthy blood vessels, a responsive ANS, supportive hormones. Over time, vessels lose elasticity, and the ANS can become less resilient. Meanwhile, estradiol begins declining in perimenopause, which decreases blood vessel function and cellular energy production. Since ANS is energy hungry, this change can make the stand up and stabilize response less efficient. What to do? Stand slowly, hydrate, and don't skip meals. If you feel faint, sit back down. Beware of triggers, including dehydration, overheating, alcohol, prolonged standing, and illness. Review BP meds with your clinician. Walking, leg strength training, and compression socks can help. And seek evaluation for new or worsening symptoms, like fainting, falls, chest pain, or heart palpitations. Moving on to food and recipes, from Woman's World, create a colorful veggie platter in minutes. This eye-catching veggie board is far from your garden variety platter picked up from the grocery store, and you'd be surprised at how fast it all comes together. For a modern look, start with a cutting board or low platter. Next, spoon your favorite dips, like classic dill dip and a few varieties of hummus, into different sized cocktail glasses or ramekins and place on the board diagonally to draw the eye. Then cut a colorful assortment of veggies into thin strips and add to your board, grouping by color. Tip for the crunchiest bite, briefly dip the veggie strips in ice water, dry, then add to your board. Ice water rehydrates the veggies, firms the structure, and prevents limpness, all of which translate into a louder crunch. From Real Simple, the Pomona cocktail. This makes four, and active and total time are both 10 minutes. We need 24 fresh mint leaves, a half cup or 4 ounces ouzo liqueur, a half cup unsweetened pomegranate juice, 6 tablespoons simple syrup, and there's a note at the bottom how to make that if you don't know how, a quarter cup fresh lemon juice, you can also buy simple syrup, by the way, 3/4 cup club soda, and 4 orange peel strips. Place mint leaves, ouzo, pomegranate juice, the simple syrup, and lemon juice in a large cocktail shaker. Fill the shaker with ice, cover and shake 2 or 3 times until just chilled. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into 4 Collins glasses filled with ice. Top with club soda and stir briefly. Squeeze orange peel strips over the cocktails, place strips in glasses, and serve. To make simple syrup, boil 1/2 cup granulated sugar with 1/2 cup of water, so it's a 1-to-1 ratio, stirring until sugar is dissolved about 1 minute. You can refrigerate simple syrup for up to 2 weeks. From Magnolia, lemon poppy seed Dutch baby. Prep and bake time are both 20 minutes, so it's going to take up 40 total, and it makes 6 servings. We need 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, 2 teaspoons lemon zest, 2 tablespoons salted butter, 3 eggs, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 1/2 teaspoon poppy seeds, powdered sugar, lemon butter, there's a note at the end about that, and fresh blueberries. Preheat oven to 400. In a bowl, combine granulated sugar and lemon zest. Press to release the oil from the lemon zest. Place butter in a 9 or 10 inch cast iron skillet. Place skillet in oven 10 minutes to heat it and melt the butter. Combine lemon sugar mixture, eggs, milk, flour, and salt in a blender. Cover and blend until smooth. Stir in poppy seeds. Remove hot skillet from the oven. Swirl butter to coat. Pour batter into skillet. Return skillet to the oven. Bake 20 to 25 minutes or until edges are brown and puffed and the center is set. Remove from the oven. Immediately sprinkle with powdered sugar and top with lemon butter and blueberries. And to make the lemon butter, beat together 6 tablespoons of softened salted butter, 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest, and 2 teaspoons lemon juice in a small bowl with an electric mixer. From Woman's World, chili glazed meatloaf. This comfort favorite bakes right up in the slow cooker. Make 6 servings. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time, because of the slow cooker deal, is 4 hours. We need 2 eggs, 1 1/2 pounds lean ground beef, 1/2 cup Italian-style dry breadcrumbs, 2/3 cup sweet Asian chili sauce, 1 small onion grated, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Coat 6-quart slow cooker with cooking spray. Line with parchment paper. Round. Okay, I guess you have to cut it maybe to fit it in there. In a large bowl, beat eggs. Add ground beef, breadcrumbs, 1/3 cup chili sauce, onion, garlic, and pepper. Using your hands, mix until blended. Shape the meat mixture into a loaf and transfer to the slow cooker. Spread remaining 1/3 cup of chili sauce on top. Cover, cook on low until meat is cooked through and no longer pink in the center, 2 to 3 hours. Transfer meatloaf to a platter. Let stand 15 minutes before serving. And take a mini vacation at home. A classic cocktail and a video presentation on a historic neighborhood will instantly transport you to Louisville, Kentucky. Their cocktail, of course, the mint julep. We are a little late for the derby, but what the hey. Serves 2. Here's what we need. 4 to 6 mint leaves, 3 teaspoons sugar, 2 ounces of bourbon, and raspberry iced tea. Muddle the mint leaves and sugar in a copper mug. Add the bourbon and stir. Pour evenly into 2 glasses filled with crushed ice. Add a splash of raspberry iced tea to each and garnish with mint. And while you're drinking, you can watch a virtual tour of Old Louisville. Hear a historian explain the development of the Old Louisville neighborhood by watching a video posted by the Louisville Historical League on YouTube. Just look for Old Louisville and the Louisville Historical League. From Woman's World, the best teas to ease allergies. Here's their top 3 picks. Green tea. One of my favorite allergy remedies is tea, says Stacy Stevenson, D.C., author of Glow. Her last name, Stephenson. And green tea brims with EGCG, an antioxidant compound. Anti-inflammatory EGCG eases pain, swelling, and inflammation in the throat and sinuses during allergy season. It may also have natural antihistamine properties, suggests research in the Journal of Physiology and Biochemistry. Steep a green tea bag in hot water for 5 to 10 minutes, then drink, recommends Stevenson. Rosemary tea. Rosemary tea boasts compounds that block the activation of allergy-sensing mast cells that spur histamine production. A study in the Journal of Leukocyte Biology reveals. It also contains compounds that help neutralize inflammatory free radicals. Pour 8 ounces of boiling water over 1 teaspoon of dried rosemary. Steep for 5 minutes. Strain and sip. And ginger tea. One of the spicy root's anti-inflammatory compounds, 6-gingerol, curbs production of inflammatory cytokines, and helps relieve symptoms of allergic rhinitis. In other words, your stuffy, itchy sinuses. Peel and thinly slice a 1-inch piece of ginger. Steep ginger in 8 ounces of boiling water for 5 minutes. Strain and sip. And once in a while, you have to clean buildup in your air fryer. This from Woman's World. Skip the scrubbing. Fill the air basket with hot water. Open a dishwasher pod and pour the powder in the water. Set the basket in the fryer and run it at 350 degrees for 5 minutes. Carefully dump the water and wipe the basket with a sponge. Dish detergents boast powerful grease-cutting enzymes to break down baked-on food. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, please call that all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope to join you next week.